Good to go. Alex, how's the vibe been in the group over here?
Yeah, really good. We've had a good couple of days training, and obviously a bit tough one last night, which is always, you know, always brings the boys close together. And yeah, it's been an enjoyable start to the tour, and one more session here in Hyderabad, then off to Vizag.
Third trip in India. What have been your takeaways since coming over here?
I guess knowing what to expect. I've really enjoyed the past two experiences, and then obviously coming here with the international side's a really good experience as well. You know, the hospitality is really good. You know, you've got your own chefs, and yeah, it's been a really good opportunity coming over here in the past, just knowing what to expect. So I'm really looking forward to now playing some games in front of their home crowds and really experiencing the atmosphere as well.
What are the biggest differences from playing in Australia to playing in India?
It's a good question. I'm looking forward to seeing what the wickets are like. Obviously, they white ball wickets, there can be some big runs scored as well. So I'm interested to see, you know, what conditions we come up here against. Speaking to the guys, the atmosphere is unbelievable playing in front of their crowds. Obviously, we had 50,000 Indian fans at the MCG, and you know, I have no doubt that the grounds here are going to be packed and even louder. So I reckon probably those couple of things.
From your experience over here, what's the key to keeping well in India?
Again, yeah, good question. I guess it depends on the conditions. Speaking to Haddon and a couple of other guys, probably staying low and being a bit closer to the quicks is probably going to be the challenge. Whereas, you know, Australia, there's nice carry, there's nice bounce, and even against the spinners, you know, some look to shoot low and some take off as well. But again, I guess we'll sum up, see what the conditions are like. If they're good wickets, then you know, we'll go from there.
How's it been working with Pete Hanscom, the squad's other keeper?
Yeah, Pete's good. He obviously did some keeping in the Big Bash, so you know, it's good to have some, you know, help around. Hads isn't here yet, so he gets in tonight, and then, you know, obviously he'll keep working with us too. But you know, Pete's going really well, obviously batting well, so it's been enjoyable working with him.
We saw you smashing him out there in the middle doing a bit of range hitting yesterday. How was that feeling?
Yeah, tried to. No, it was good. Again, you know, having centre wickets on those pitches, and a couple of the Indian net bowlers, you know, it's all really good experience now moving forward into game mode. So I don't think you can sort of, you know, the centre wickets are probably more beneficial for us batters, getting a feel for the grounds. We come back here and we play an ODI, so it's good to get out in the middle before actually playing a game.
And you're out there with Aaron Finch, who was belting them too. What was it like being at the other end?
Yeah, Finchie's going well. You know, he's hitting the ball well. He's hitting the ball hard. I'm really excited to see him over here. He's had some really good numbers over here in the past. So he's looking forward to getting out and playing some solid cricket. Some T20 stuff up front is going to be great. And then the ODIs as well. So he's excited to, I guess, get stuck into the tour as well and start playing.
Now, Finch, as captain, sets the batting order. Has he told you where you're going to bat?
No, I'm not sure yet. Obviously, there's some guys putting their hand up. Darcy Short's been batting really well in the Big Bash up the top of the order. Usman Khawaja's done it. Finch and myself in the past series. So lots of options. There's also lots of options through the middle as well. Obviously, Pete, myself, if I go back down, or Ashton Turner, you know, he's playing really well. So it's a really strong lineup.